Hello everyone and welcome back to Going Purple with me, Lizzie McIntosh, where we talk about serious F1 stuff in a not so serious way. Hi guys, I hope you're doing really well. Oh my gosh, my voice is going. I guess that's autumn for you. I really don't enjoy winter, I can't lie. I'm really excited for Halloween, but I'm not excited for the end of the season. Okay, there, I said it. I cannot believe there are 4 races left. I cannot believe that I'm recording this the day before I go to Austin. Can't believe it. I'm going to be presenting Track TV for the 3rd race of the season. Well, my 3rd race of the season, which blows my mind, really. And I feel honoured to be going. I continue to feel honoured to represent women in motorsport, if I'm really honest. And I think that's something that it's a role that I'm so protective of and so proud of, and I love what I do so much, as you guys know, and I love that I get to share it with all of you as well. But the last few weeks have been very, very busy. I got back from Singapore. It's been a whirlwind since I got back from Singapore. It's just been non-stop, and part of that was going up to visit the guys at Aston Martin F1 team, which was incredible. Now, I really adore the team so much. They are the first team I ever worked with. They are, you know, now the relationship we have is so special, and I respect them all so much. Everyone that works there, the drivers, the culture, the ethos, and we get to create some really, really cool content together. And that's exactly what happened the other day. I went up and I saw the factory, and that should all be coming out in a vlog. I'm trying to be a vlogger, guys, like show you what's going on in my life. The only problem is I keep forgetting to vlog when I'm out. I'm all for it when I'm like walking to the thing or I'm at home, but I just forget. I did that the other day. I went to a Toomey ex Lando Norris event and I got back. I was like, he did like a whole Q&A. I was like, why did I not film that? I filmed a bit, but honestly, I think I'm just trying to live in the moment, which is a good thing as well. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. I went to go and see the factory, which is being built. It's a very big project. It's really, really exciting. And I get to show you guys a bit of behind the scenes of what the construction site currently looks like and the progress of the building, certain aspects of why, you know, certain design choices have been made, when it's going to be finished. We see Lawrence Stroll's dressing room. Office. I mean, the whole thing is crazy. But part of that day as well was sitting down with Nico Hülkenberg, the Hulk himself, and we had a bit of an interview, a bit of a chat. But the main event was, of course, the hot laps. Now, the hot lap video and the interview are both on my YouTube channel already, and there are lots and lots of clips on TikTok and Instagram. There should be on Instagram. So yes, but I thought for you podcasters who don't really have time to watch a YouTube video, or you don't really enjoy it, or you just want to listen to something on the go and you want to still hear the interview, I thought I would put it on here for you guys who prefer to listen to it this way. So it's the same interview, so if you've seen the YouTube video, then I'm sorry, you can go, you get a free pass, it's okay. You can still leave me 5 stars if you want to, but you don't have to. But yeah, I just thought I'd put the interview here so that you guys can listen to it if you want to, over and over and over again. Can send you to sleep every night, although I'm sure you choose Harry Styles' Calm thing anyway. Oh, speaking of Harry Styles, I saw Don't Worry Darling, guys. It was crazy. I could not get over it. I didn't sleep the night off. Speaking of lack of sleep though, I mean, who else? I feel so bad for people who have to get up for races every weekend at like 4 a.m. I was up at like 6 a.m. for the Japanese Grand Prix. It was obviously then a bit of a nightmare with the delays and the rain and the red flags. So yeah, my wholehearted respect goes out to anyone who has to wake up at weird times to watch F1 races. But, you know, I thought it was a great race. I think there's a lot of learnings that need to be made by the FIA. And I think, you know, the incident with Pierre Gasly is really unacceptable. And the fact that he was penalised for it really does make me angry, because I think the FIA can be quite picky and choosy with when they want to enforce penalties, when they want to accept responsibility, which is seemingly not that often, when they want to pick up on drivers' penalties, like Charles Leclerc. I'm actually, If I'm honest, I'm actually really quite surprised that they really decided to pick up on that penalty when, you know, there are other times where they completely don't bat an eyelid. And I think, you know, obviously Max winning in Japan, Honda owned circuit was incredible, but I wonder how much like part of the narrative it all was. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying Max didn't deserve the championship. He honestly, it wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when. I'm just, yeah, it's going to be strange this weekend in Kota. Obviously it's happened many times before. But it's the first time I will be in person at a race when the champion has already been decided. So yes, I am very, very excited to be presenting for Track TV again with F1 this weekend. And I'm also super excited because I'm going to be in New York next week for a few days as well. And I'm going to try and film my YouTube Q&A for you guys as well there, because I've just noticed I'm getting the same questions a lot and I want one place where I can just like put them and they can live there. But enjoy this interview with Nico. It was really, really nice to spend time with him. I didn't put the hot lap into this episode because it's honestly just me screaming. I watched the footage back, right? And I'm just like, his hands are like not on the steering wheel. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like it was crazy. I really, really realize how much neck strength drivers have. In the video, there's one part that I cut out because I was basically going through the windscreen. And Nico was like, listen, like get back in your seat. I was like, I can't, like I don't know how. Honestly, I was flying around like a flying fish. So yeah, I really understand it. And I wasn't even driving. Like his drifts and like all this stuff going around, his hard braking. I'm sure you guys have seen the clip now where I'm like, he's like, okay, let's see, we're gonna brake very hard. And I'm like, no, I don't want to brake very hard. But yeah, it was so much fun. And in this chat we kind of talk about, you know, what he's going to be up to maybe in the future. How his training has changed, what his life looks like now compared to when he was racing in full-time F1. Just a really nice, genuinely kind of authentic chat with him. So enjoy it, guys. Wish me luck in Austin. If you are there, then look out for me on the big screens, and I can't wait to talk to you guys soon.
How's today been?
It's been fun. It's been good.
Yeah.
Actually sweating a bit. It's got a bit hot, nice. In the car there.
Got the fan next to you.
Actually, that's a heater.
Okay, never mind. You are here at Silverstone today. You get to test lots of fun cars. Is that the best part of your job nowadays?
It's definitely one very good aspect of my job, yeah, because, you know, a lot of people crave and dream and wish to do these kind of things, and I get to do them, so I guess I'm lucky.
You're living lots of people's dreams. So I saw you, I first met you in February,
yep.
Seen you throughout the season, but you jumped in the F1 car again at the start of the season in Bahrain, yeah. In Saudi Arabia. How was it?
It was very intense. Obviously, yeah. Got the call quite late again, the Thursday of the race weekend. I mean, we've had crazier calls, you know, more less notice. But like in 2020, it was like a few hours on, yeah. A Saturday before quali. So I've had it more extreme, I want to say. But still, Thursday before race weekend, when you think you're at home chilling on the couch, and then you suddenly, you know, promoted to driver again, yeah. it's a bit of a shock. But it was obviously. Yeah, nice opportunity for me, you know, to be back in the car. Yeah, luckily Seb recovered quick, but I got two more races, obviously Bahrain and Jeddah, and it was difficult, obviously, very challenging, yeah. Because, you know, many things going on, a lot of, you know, impressions and things to digest, mm-hmm. But I did what I could,
yeah.
And it was good fun, good memories.
Good. So I saw you at the car launch. Obviously launching the AMR 22, and you mentioned racing in 2020 as well. I think before then that was the last time you'd raced in an F1 car with Racing Point.
Yeah.
So how different was it, obviously, driving in the new spec of car? How has the AMR 22 performed?
You're an expert. You know the cars are different.
I do, yeah.
Jeepers.
I know.
Lizzie, they are different, but then they're not. You know, it's a car, it's four wheels, it's,
I mean,
a steering wheel.
A car, really,
exactly.
So.
they didn't feel too dissimilar. That's why also I felt comfortable and confident quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously the way the rules are written, the cars are still as fast and stuff, but it's, you know, achieved in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing that stood out to me is how stiff these cars are, you know, suspension wise. They're just super, super rigid and stiff.
Yeah.
Nothing really gives. There's no suspension, no compliance in the car. And that was for me the standout difference to the old cars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now you're many things. You've launched an e-scooter team. Is that correct?
Yep.
Is that going well?
It's going okay. A few. It's a new sport. It's a new series.
Yep.
So, you know, with everything that's new and and up and coming, there is a few challenges to overcome, but it's interesting and exciting, that one.
Yeah, but you're also the reserve driver and development driver for Aston Martin, which is very, very cool. I'm very jealous of your job. how has your life changed since you raced full-time in F1? Do you enjoy it more now? Do you travel? Obviously, you must travel less. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I travel less because I don't do all the races now.
Okay.
I do some.
Okay.
Usually the big commercial ones where there's a lot of, you know, events, activities, sponsor stuff.
Texas,
I'm going to
Fantastic.
Austin. Yep, very nice, cool event. Yeah, it's obviously, if you're not in the car, you're not in the hot seat. You know, you don't have the performance pressure. Mm-hmm. You don't have to answer to the media or anyone. So from
do you
that,
miss that aspect?
From that point of view, it's a bit more relaxed. But of course, there is... there's times where I miss the competition, you know, being on the grid, feeling that adrenaline, the excitement, the kick of racing in Formula One.
That kind of, I can't even imagine before the five lights go out. What actually goes through your head when that's happening?
Nothing.
Okay.
You just focus, your eyes are just staring at those lights and you're just like, you know, you need a fast
How
reaction.
How do you not false start? That would probably be my biggest, like, I just want to get going. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you have to obviously obey the rules and
of course.
Have to keep calm and do all the right things because there's a whole motion after that, so you gotta stay relaxed.
Fair enough. So when we met, you did join TikTok. I'm taking full credit for that. I'm joking. I won't. But you've been posting a lot, which is really, really nice. You post a lot of your workouts as well. How has your training changed as you've kind of like, not got older, but you know, as you've kind of progressed throughout your career, how has that changed? Do you still train the same? Are you still training really hard every day?
No, because obviously I'm not like, I'm the third driver, but I'm not kind of, you know, it's only in some emergency cases. So the training intensity also is probably a little bit less and lower than, you know, at the beginning of my career or, you know, than when you're active.
Yeah.
But who knows, maybe there's an opportunity for next year, for the future. So recently I've been picking up the training intensity a bit again.
Happy, very interesting. We are about to go around Silverstone, obviously, in the car.
You ready?
I don't know about that.
I heard you're a terrible passenger.
From who?
I know people.
There's rumours, are there? Well, what's your favourite memory around Silverstone in all your years around here?
Oof. Tough one, you exposed me there. it's been a fair few races that I've done here.
Yeah.
But I've always liked coming here because it's a track that suits me and my natural driving style.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad to hear that, actually.
It's very high speed, you know, a lot of fast corners, very flowing. So I've always had pretty decent results here and felt pretty at home.
Cool. Well, let's try and make this the best memory.
Should I?
Thank you so much. Let's go.
Well, what a lovely chat that was. Thank you so much to Aston Martin again for organising all of this and making all of this possible. If you guys did enjoy the episode, then make sure to share it with a friend, rate 5 stars. It would mean the world. Okay, not that the world is quantifiable, but it would mean a lot. And yeah, follow me on Instagram and TikTok at the Team Macintosh, and I will see you guys very, very soon. Let me know how you are. I'm thinking of you all, and talk soon. Bye.